Shō Bō Genzō, Dōgen Zenji, describes the right samadhi as one of the 37 practices contributed to Bodhisattva enlightenment. Related with this koan. So, a little bit difficult to understand, but maybe first of all, let me read. Right samadhi is the dropping of the of the Buddhas and the patriarchs. Dropping off is right samadhi. That brings on this. Then we will have the ability to cut off the head and make nostrils. It is the holding up of an Uddambala flower within the eye and treasury of the true law, true Dharma. Within the Udumba flower, there are 100 smiling Mahakashapas. This dynamic, lively activity has been practiced for a long time, like a broken wooden ladle. Therefore, after 6 years of leaves falling and grasses fading, one night the flower bloomed, the universe was set afire, and all impurities were burned away. It goes along with it. So last sentence he uses this koan, the universe was set afire, and all impurities were burned away. It goes along with it. Right samadhi. So this koan, anyway, this koan points out meaning of right samadhi. What is samadhi? What is samadhi? What is concentration? What is zazen? What is zazen? Samadhi means zazen. Samadhi sometimes translated as tranquility. Tranquility represented as jō-ryō in Japanese. Jō means jaku-jō. Jaku means nothing, no one with what you want to speak, you want to talk with nothing or no one. This is meaning of jaku. Jō also literally tranquil, but this jō is perfect tranquility. Tranquility extend every inch of your daily life. Every inch of your day, getting up in the morning, going to work, or whatever, wherever you are. Anyway, tranquility penetrates everywhere. That is meaning of jō. Usually, shizuka in Japanese, shizuka means still, quiet. So, samadhi sometimes translated jaku-jō. Jaku-jō means very quiet, tranquility. I told you yesterday, just like a ball, rolling wherever it goes, always center is center of the ball. That is a jaku. No one or nothing with what you want to talk, because always center. Yeah. So nothing else around the center. So wherever you may go, always center. Okay? If you see something around the center, you want to talk. But you must be center always. At that time, you always center. So that is a jaku. That is a jaku. Jaku means broth. Literally, broth. The flame of the candle, broth. Broth? Or broth. I'm sorry. Broth. That is, nirvana is translated jaku-jo sometimes. And that is a blow out, candle. So if you blow out completely, nothing to see. That means a state of tranquility, jaku. But tranquility is not always. It's not always center of the ball, always. But it must be alive in the daily life. That's why jaku-jo of the jaku-jo means to penetrate everywhere. That jo, a tranquility, penetrates everywhere. So the sho, zazen, wherever you may go, you must be anywhere torpedo, and will go. But it must be. See, whatever you do, your activity is always quiet. But it's active, very active. So that is a jaku-jo. Samadhi is sometimes translated concentration means a one-pointedness, really one-pointedness. Sometimes zazen. So, we may understand samadhi, the zazen, or tranquility, or concentration, one-pointedness. So, right samadhi is the dropping of, excuse me, so the samadhi. In the Eightfold Path, there is mindfulness, right mindfulness. Right mindfulness is a little different from right samadhi, right concentration, because right mindfulness is to preserve Dhamma without forgetting it. That is mindfulness, right mindfulness. But right samadhi is to dwell in. The Dhamma. To dwell in the Dhamma and in an undisturbed state. This is Jo Samadhi. Okay, Samadhi. So do you understand a little different? Mindfulness. If you read the Buddhist text book, always there is, you can see that very often the term mindfulness. Mindfulness is one of the most important Buddhist practice, particularly in East Asian Buddhism. Always they emphasize the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is anywhere preservation of right mind, okay? Without forgetting, preserving Dhamma means yesterday I told you preserving what part of the tree, okay? What part of the tree you want. You want to preserve. But usually, according to, look at the human world, usually people try to preserve leaves. Leaves. Don't you think so? Leaves means each leaf of tree corresponds to each personal lifestyle. Okay, you Haragi and Bob, etc. But if you, of course, we understand who loves best in this world. I love myself best in this world. But I don't think this is exactly right way to live in this world with all sentient beings in peace and harmony. Because if you always give the water to the leaves, and you kill the trees. See, if you want trees to grow naturally, well, you have to water the root. That root is, well, not personal leaf, not each leaf. Of course, each leaf, life of each leaf is important, because if air is too dry, just like the Minneapolis in winter, it's very dry. So even though you give the water to the roots, sometimes you have to give the water to the leaves. That means you make the leaves moisture. Okay? Do you understand? So you should spray water sometimes, but not often. So important, the tree, if you want the tree as a whole, if you want the tree as a whole to grow, anyway, you have to water the root. This is important. That is, anyway, dharma, okay? Dharma means, anyway, even though you love yourself best, anyway, sometimes you can express yourself, well, wherever you may go, but sometimes you must be patient. In order to preserve Dharma, which is perfectly peaceful. Do you understand this point? Sometimes people ask me, why do you go to America to teach? Because there are many people who suffer from their life in Japan. Why don't you help Japanese instead of going to America? I don't mean it's a two. Do you understand? This is a point, okay? Buddhism tries to water all its leaves, okay? So-called Japanese, so-called Americans. Buddhism always emphasizes to water the root. The root is all kinds of trees possess. Japanese, Americans, so-called ignorance, and also root ground, universe is perfect peace, perfect, so-called Buddha world, Buddha land. So Buddhism teaches, always teaches to people means water the root and let's awaken to what the roots are, where many kinds of trees grow. What roots are? I told you before, when I had the series of lectures in the Mankato Art School, Mankato. At that time, when I experienced Buddhist compassion, at that time a lady asked me, I understand the Buddhism emphasizes wonderful compassion or to all sentient beings. And then she asked me, why did the Japanese attack Pearl Harbor? You know, do you understand this? I said simply, that's why I have to continue to teach compassion to everybody. Anyway, not only Japanese. Means, anyway, let's awaken. Okay? Let's awaken to the roots, your roots. What is your root? Your root is not so-called karagi. You can't put a certain name on what the roots. So-called karagi, so-called Japanese, so-called Americans. Anyway, roots are so-called dam. I don't know what it is. It is so-called truth. Huge vastness of existence, which is perfect peaceful. So let's awaken to this. So from this point, you know, Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's wrong, because it's not the Japanese, only Japanese problem. This is a human problem. Human problem. Americans' problem. So I don't mean to criticize Americans or Japanese. I want to point out roots where Japanese grow, tree of Japanese, tree of American grow, anyway. Where? From where? Where you are standing up. That is very important. That's why jhana, samadhi, or mindfulness, practice of mindfulness is to preserve dhamma. Anyway, preserve dhamma. That preserved dhamma is, don't handle flowers according to your emotional waves, which are constantly changing by the circumstances, okay? You understand? If you don't feel good, even though beautiful flower cannot be dealt with as it is, you kill it very easily when you really are mad at somebody, something, okay? Things, huh? So sometimes that's why Buddha Shakyamuni didn't fight anyway. He knew a lot of things, how to fight, how to keep away from, how to save Buddha Shakyamuni. But he didn't, because he has to know, he has to return to the root. Because root is a perfect peaceful world where even the Shakyamuni people and all human beings exist there. And people really want to know, consciously or unconsciously. That's why Buddha wanted. Anyway, awaken, let the king awaken to this point instead of fighting. If the king Shakyamuni Buddha fight with this king, well, of course personally he felt good. But I don't think you can keep peaceful war for century after century. You cannot do it. Don't you think so? So in our daily life, sometimes in the families, if you don't like something, and immediately you express your feeling, that's fine. But I think you should sometimes be patient and never express, because you have to anyway preserve dhamma. You have to preserve dhamma. In order to preserve dhamma, your objects are not an object which you have understood usually. Object is something which you have to understand very deeply with dhamma joy. Appreciation. Dhamma joy means appreciations. Because without object, you can't exist in this world as a human being. Okay? So, for this, you can't escape from the object. If so, objects are completely existing constantly, regardless of whether you feel good, you don't feel good. Anyway, it's there. If so, you have to handle this object. To fight? No. To preserve. How? In peace, in harmony. Walking hand in hand. That's why we have to anyway return to the root. That means that sometimes be patient and anyway deep understanding of human life. So to preserve is to understand the human beings, human world deeply with Dhamma joy, appreciation. Even though you don't feel good, but anyway appreciate. Appreciation for this. Practice appreciation is not something to think. Anyway, appreciation is to do something with you right now. For instance, if you see that this table, you like or you don't like, it is a second life. Okay? I don't ignore your feeling, but first of all, let's preserve them. Without forgetting for this, even though you don't feel good, why don't you deal with this table as your object? With deep understanding, with Dhamma joy, appreciation. For this, you have to deal with this table with compassion, very naturally. Even from home, that is called practice of mindfulness. Gassho, even though you don't like gassho, anyway, when you have to do gassho, anyway, do gassho. Because completely beyond your feeling, anyway, emotions, intellectual understanding, gassho is your object. And gassho exists completely beyond your control. Anyway, so cool down. You and trees, zazens, teaching, Christianity, Buddhism, all exist. Completely beyond your feelings and the intellectual understanding, like or dislike. If so, no way to escape. If it is true, why don't you live with your object in peace, in harmony? So this is a practice of mindfulness. Okay? Mindfulness. And then the practice of samadhi is to anyway dwell in, to reside in Dhamma, in Dhamma. That is a practice, okay? Complete practice. Concentrated practice. And in an undisturbed state. So it means anyway, handle this table with compassion. The process of handling with this table, with compassion, with deep understanding, with appreciation, is what? Just the samadhi. Samadhi. Before your consciousness touch it. Okay? Anyway, that is a practice. Exactly process of practice itself. So, that is a root. What is the root? Okay, to what is the root? Do you understand? For this, anyway, yesterday I told you, everyone has a right okay, to express your feelings anyway. Fighting when you are mad at something you can't express. But if it is a personal problem, or if the world is a personal thing, of course you can do it. But world is not personal. World is anyway work in for all such beings. So when you want to express your feeling and your understanding, anyway, we have to be careful anyway. That's why, anyway, we have to practice like this, okay? Practice of mindfulness, practice of samadhi. So samadhi is really to dwell in the Dharma itself directly, anyway, being. That is a practice itself. And then at that time, you can be in an undisturbed state between you and object. If you see your object as an object, okay, separate from subject, that is not undisturbed state because you immediately think, oh, this is a table. Why do I deal with this table as well as taking care of my life? Okay. So immediately you think, well, maybe I should find this kind of wonderful light, okay, coming from the table. So you try to see the light from the table. I told you, this is a little bit a disturbed state. So creating gap. So I always tell her, anyway, I and my object, always, well, object is a wonderful Dharma. So I have to deal with. And that time, you really want to see some wonderful, well, hallucination there. But this is a disturbed state. So you have to exactly run with your object means with deep understanding, with appreciation, because objects are nothing but the Dharma root. So from this point, maybe we can say there are two ways. When you do that, then, well, one way is you want to do that, then, to attain enlightenment or to have lots of ideas. Okay? Lots of ideas. You don't care, or I care. Or deepen your life, or be happy anyway. Lots of ideas. So you want to, first point is that you want to practice Zazen to attain enlightenment, or not to attain enlightenment, or you don't care, to whatever, lots of ideas. Secondly, you want to do Zazen just to do Zazen. Okay? What you do like? Maybe you want to do Zazen to attain enlightenment, don't you? But enlightenment, nobody knows. Nobody knows what. You don't know. You have never experienced that enlightenment. So what is the enlightenment? Do you know what the enlightenment is? What is the truth? Well, what is the happiness? If you're not happiness, the happiness is still imaginary world you have never known before. If so, imaginary world is always appears, disappears, and always. And then if you, for a certain period of time, or under certain circumstances, probably you could get enlightenment. But that enlightenment is still nothing but the imaginary world. So, next moment, it disappears. So from this point, your practice is very shaky because you become skeptical always about what you are doing. Taking a trip, I always tell that taking a trip. So purpose of the taking a trip is to see the beautiful scenery, Well, I don't think so. It is a part of the trip. Or purpose of the trip is to reach the destination you want to do. Yes, it is, but it is a still part of. So finally what you have to do is just to take a trip. You want to take a trip to take a trip, okay? That doesn't mean you should ignore destination and the sceneries, but you should know it. You should know them, but you should know they are still imaginary world because you have never seen those sceneries and you have never seen the destinations. So still, those are imaginary world. If so, imaginary worlds are temporal, provisional beings, appears, disappears. So sceneries are always changing, okay? So even though pictures, information always tell this is a beautiful, you can see the beautiful scenery through the pictures, through the information, okay? But sometimes you are disappointed when you reach there, reach a certain place. Because even the sceneries are constantly changed. So finally what you have to do is you have to take a trip, just to take a trip. To do Zazen, you have to do Zazen, just to do Zazen. That time very naturally you can see the sceneries. You can reach the destination very naturally. So, from this point, as Dogen Zen says, right mind samadhi is the dropping off of the Buddhas and patriarchs. Means Buddhas and patriarchs, enlightenment, whatever you say, those are nothing but the pictures drawn by our consciousness. Okay. Anyway, teachings and of course there are teachings, lots of teachings written by or taught by Buddhas and patriarchs. Buddha is teaching, Buddhas, written in the world. Well, what is the real Buddha? What is the real patriarch? What is the real Dharma? We don't know, anyway. Through the teaching, we can imagine something, okay? So that is the idea, so-called ideas, lots of ideas we have. Okay? Well, ideas are important for us. But ideas are ideas. So question is, how you can practice ideas in your daily life, every day? How can you see the scenery? How can you reach the place where you could see the scenery? That is the most important. So, the dropping off of the Buddhas and the patriarch means, anyway, finally what you have to do is just to do that then, to do that then. That means the very natural ideas, lots of ideas drops off. Even though you have lots of ideas, anyway, finally you have to just to do that then, to take a trip, to take a trip. That means very naturally, lots of idea of sceneries, destination drops off. It doesn't bother you. You have, but they don't bother you. So that means it drops off. Do you understand? Not destroy, etc. Not ignore ideas and your consciousness. Anyway, ideas, consciousness, you have already. But right in the middle of a process of practice, the called taking trip from moment to moment to take a trip. Nothing. So very naturally, ideas and many consciousness, many things, anyway, settle down in your body and mind quietly, very quietly. And those kinds of ideas, anyway, sometimes give the suggestions to you in which direction you should go. Anyway. So, that is the meaning of the dropping off. So Zazen is same applies to Zazen. So Dogen then says Zazen is dropping off mind and bodies. It is really true. So Zazen is not the Zazen you can see it as an object. It is exactly you. Okay? Zazen is you. What taking trip is you, but you are taking trip. So, at that time, this is called Samadhi, dwelling in, anyway, Dhamma, dwelling in Dhamma, and in an undisturbed state, anyway, constantly, you can keep taking trip. So, dropping off of the Buddhas and patriarchs, dropping off is right samadhi. That's why dropping off is right samadhi. Okay. But to wash the pan, to wash the dishes is just to wash the dishes, to wash dishes, okay? To wash dishes is to wash dishes, to clean. That is the extra, okay, of course. But even though you don't think, what for you wash this? You want to clean. It's very natural ideas, you know. So how can you put these ideas into practice in your daily life? Just to wash. So real cleaning is not ideas. Real cleaning, clean means anywhere wash, to wash. So within the process of washing dishes, idea of clean really is exercised there. So very naturally, okay, washing dishes, to wash the dishes, bring clean the dishes into existence. This is the Zazen, Shikantara, Samadhi. So drop off. Okay. Cleaning, idea of drop, the idea of clean drops off naturally. It doesn't bother you anyway. So dropping off is right Samadhi. And that implicates this. That implicates this means that brings on this. Okay? Well, black brings on white. White brings on black. Anyway, clean, anyway, brings on wash. To wash. So to wash is clean anyway. Brings on the clean, very naturally. Why don't you wash? Because this is a practice, dwelling in a Dhamma, anyway. But if you want to dish, wash the dish, to make it clean, at that time, you always water the leaves, always. Okay? That's fine, but it's really trouble sometimes. That's why Dogen then says that implicates this means that brings on this means to wash the dishes. Brings on clean, very natural. Clean brings on naturally to wash the dishes. Then we will have the ability to count the head and the make nostrils means,
If you understand this point, well, that's great. So you immediately left to wash the dishes. You don't care. Cleaning, idea of cleaning, just wash the dishes. That is trouble also. So if you understand deeply this one, next. Anyway, cut off the Buddha's head. Forget it. Okay. Don't be obsessed with. So finally, that practice becomes a ghost, you know, haunting over you. So it's really disturbed. Even the Buddhas really disturb your life. Patriarch, Zazen, enlightenment really interrupt you. So that's why Dogen then says, next, anyway, you have to cut off the head. And at that time, cut off the head means you have to think the idea anyway, because you have already consciousness. What do you want? You want to wash this? Yes, sir. If so, what do you want to do? Why do you want to clean the wash dishes? Because you want to clean the dishes. Secondly, forget it, what you do. How can you put it into practice? You're always thinking, and I want to wash the dishes to clean. Just the thinking? But thinking doesn't make sense, you know. Even though no matter how long you think, fire, yes, I understand fire. This fire never burned anything, you know. Do you understand? We do always. Enlightenment, I get it. But enlightenment, that is an imaginary word. It doesn't make sense, actually. But we do. We enjoy very much. But you should know, we always have such a kind of idea of fire. So idea of clean is fine. But next, anyway, you should remember idea of clean brings on simultaneously to wash dishes. That is a practice. Okay? Otherwise, idea of clean doesn't make sense. So, at that time, anyway, just to wash dishes, that means very naturally you can make the dishes clean. That means to make nostrils. Very naturally you can see the beautiful face, you know, cut the head, and then the beautiful head there. You don't believe this. But this is a very practice, a so-called happiness, you know, real happiness. If you understand how to live, how to bring peace into the human world, if you understand very deeply, next, you have to cut off the head completely. Then, with your whole body and mind, just do it. And that time, as Dogen then says, letting go of it, and it fills your hand. It's really true. While you are thinking something, you know, it really scares you. Cold weather. Before winter, the cold weather scares you. You don't like it, but when the winter comes, so beautiful winters, no way to escape. Mm-hmm. And then most people leave the Minneapolis before winter, not right in the middle of winter. So, it is the holding up a wooden bottle flower within the eye and treasury of the true law. This is Shobo Genzo, right down my eyes. To see mindfulness,
preserving Dharma without forgetting, dwelling in the Dharma. Shobo Gendo means to have the eyes to dwell within the Dharma, to water the root. Anyway, this is a right eyes everyone has. This brings on peaceful world. Anyway, peaceful world. That peaceful world is not an idea, not supposed peace. It is real peace. That means to water the root. If supposed peace, that is to water the leaves. But I don't think it's real peace. So it is that is a Shobo Gendo, and then the Shobo Gendo, the Buddha holds up the Uttanbala flower, according to the traditional stories, in order to transmit the Dharma to Mahakashapa, one of his disciples. The Uttanbala means a legendary flower in a sense, but it is a symbol of life. Uttanbala flower is to have a flower to bloom, to have a blooming flower once in 3,000 years. Okay? That means to be born in this world as a human is very rare. Maybe once in 3,000 years. Maybe not. So how value your life is. That is a Uttanbala. That means Buddha hold, Uttanbala means, anyway, Buddha hold up the root, universe, anyway. And then Mahakashapa see it and smile. That means Mahakashapa doesn't see. Of course, he sees, anyway, leaves, but he sees root, anyway, root, including the whole tree. So, that's why it is, samadhi means holding up the Uttanbala within, anyway, Shobo Gendo. The Shobo Gendo and holding up the Uttanbala is same things. Within the Uttanbala flower, there are 100 smiling Mahakashapa, because Mahakashapa anyway graze at root in the ground. So in the ground, countless number of roots of the trees. So 100,000 smiling Mahakashapa there. If you see, anyway, if you water the root, anyway, you can see simultaneously, even though you cannot see your by your intellectual sense, but it is really fact that there are 100,000 smiling the trees, the human beings, who really walk in hand in hand with you. So this dynamic lovely activity has been practiced for a long time. This dynamic lovely activity means right samadhi. Anyway, right samadhi in your daily life. Right samadhi in your life. Your life starts in the right samadhi. And your life, a day, ends in right samadhi. The day, a day starts in right samadhi. And that time, that is really this dynamic, lovely activity. Well, probably if you are very active and a busy person, it's very difficult to understand this, but still you can practice this.
as long as you have practiced Dishkantara, even once a day, even once a week, anyway, this is a great experience for you, regardless of whether you understand it or not. So not only the practice of Shikantara is not only to do Zazen, but also to take care of your daily life. This is also to do Zazen. For this, I told you before, well, even once a day, pick up one thing among your daily affairs, washing dishes, or cook, or cleaning room. Once a day, anyway, pick up one. Every day, different subject comes up, that's all right. Because every day is different situation. So, just today, let's pick up our cleaning room. And then the cleaning, when you're cleaning a room, and you will forget everything, just you jump into the cleaning room anyway, with wholeheartedness, once a day, can't you do? Or when you use a toilet, okay, just like a show, to the sink, to the toilet, and use a toilet, like a show, and use some toilet paper with compassion, with carefulness. That's great practice. That is a so-called practice of mindfulness. Yeah, pretty good. If you cannot, maybe once a week you can do it. But if you're pretty busy, it's very hard once a week, you know. So every day you can do very naturally. It's not a big job, don't you think, huh? Because you're always washing dishes, you're always cleaning the room, you're always putting the clothes and in the morning. When you put the clothes on, how do you put a clothes on? Okay. How do you take off clothes? You always take clothes off and throw it away. Now look at your room. Or shirts over there, pants is here, socks is around here, don't you think so? Maybe your room is clean, but sometimes you can practice like this, you know, put on the clothes, on. At that time, anyway, with mindfulness, anyway, deep understanding, anyway, deep gratitude. Anyway, put the clothes on in the morning. You can do it. Even though you are busy, maybe some of you say, I am so busy, I can't do it. That is an excuse. You can do it every day. So that is this dynamic, lovely activity has been practiced for a long, long time. This is just like a broken wood ladle. Means you have already wooden ladle, so-called Dharma. Okay? Dharma. Because by the Dharma, you have been anyway supported. You have used this Dharma constantly, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. You have a root, okay? You are not conscious of it, but you, root's there. That's where you grow anyway, every day, whatever happens. You know, on the surface of the ground, on the ground, anyway, lots of things happen. You know, storms, fine days, and snowy days, lots of things. But anyway, if you have a root, anywhere trees grow naturally. So regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, you have been anyway supported this. Means you have used you have employees for many, many years, from century after century, until Dhamma is wear out. Just like a broken wooden ladle. This is very important. Anyway, you should completely, thoroughly use this one, okay? With awareness anyway. Day by day, you have to use it. That's why life is important. Committing suicide is not a good idea, whatever reason you have, okay? Because your life is supported by root, the universe. Anyway, for this, you have to use it from the beginning to end. Means you should take best care of your life, whatever happens, until Dhamma wear out. So that is, Dogen Zen says, like a broken wooden ladle. Okay? Your Dhamma is completely, anyway, use it day by day, anyway. Then it's just like a broken wooden ladle, means it doesn't appear. So on the surface, okay, surface, you just like a washing dishes to wash dishes. It doesn't appear. Just wash. So, but if you are obsessed with this Dharma, you say, I should wash dishes to wash dishes. This is a Dharma. You always say, it's not broken wooden ladles, that's brand new wooden ladle. Appears there. It's beautiful. But it's wooden ladle must be anyway old, wear out, because it must be used by you constantly. That means sometimes negatively, the Buddhism uses lots of terms. Okay, cut off the head. You know, sitting in zazen is to become Buddha. Next moment to kill the Buddha. Anyway. So the purpose of zazen is to become Buddha, but to become Buddha is not the brand new wooden ladle. To kill the Buddha means broken wooden ladles. That means it doesn't bother you. It's always, well, hidden behind your practice, always. So all apparently you just practice when you do gassho, just gassho. No Buddhas, no patriarchs, just gassho. But within this gassho, whole world is supported. Support this gassho, that's why gassho is beautiful. Okay? Like ballet dance, anyway, I told you anyway. If you really perform ballet with your wholeheartedness, just perform ballet. It is not merely just to perform, ignoring everything, but this just perform ballet, to perform ballet is beautiful because it is supported by whole universe. That's why the beauty of arts is really found in form of ballet dance, which are changing constantly. That is, Dogen Zen says, this dynamic, lovely activity has been practiced for a long time, like a wooden, broken wooden ladle. That is our practice, constantly our practice, but it doesn't last for long because it's very simple practice, you know. So most of people fed up with keep doing this. What's for if you do this? What's for next? What's for next? You always ask me, what's for next? 5 years I practice, and then what? I study this, and then what? I finish the session, and then what? I'm happy, and then next what? Always like this. But it is all right. So sometimes we should give ideas and study the next, this one. But sometimes basically, anyway, you have to anyway, constantly water the root, because this is a basic human practice for us in order to build up Buddha's land where all sentient beings live in peace and harmony. Without this, no matter how long, you have lots of knowledge into your head, and even though your body and the mind becomes just like, dictionaries, encyclopedias, it's not real life. Of course, people appreciate the encyclopedia, but if it is not necessary for them, encyclopedia always there without using. But your life is not just like a dictionary encyclopedia. Your life is constantly anyway used thoroughly until it's worn out, anyway wear out. This is a life. So, therefore, after 6 years, leaves falling and grass is fading. That means leaves falling and grass is fading means the Zen. What the Buddha did for 6 years, and the Zen, what Bodhidharma did for 9 years. Anyway, that means the 6 years of leaves falling, grass is fading, and means a form of Zazen. Okay. From generation to generation, Zazen has been transmitted, handed down from generation to generation, anyway. One night the flower blooms. Anyway, when you, many patriarchs, many Buddhas, from generation to generation, anyway, use Zazen just like a broken wooden ladles. And then, that means, anyway, let go. The purpose of Zazen is becoming Buddha, but what for? What is a Buddha? No answer. If you want to know, you have to practice anyway. It's a big question. To do Zazen is for what? Of course you should have. But anyway, I told you to take a trip is to see the scenery. It's wonderful. But finally, whatever you think, finally you have to do anyway to take a trip. This is a place at the terminal stations. Terminal station everyone reaches. Even though you are a happy person, even though you are an unhappy person, anyway, this is a terminal station everyone should reach. So, at that time, anyway, let go of, anyway, Zazen, what form, whatever it is, you have ideas, fine, but let go of it. If you see the beautiful diamonds, by which your life, all sentient beings supported to make everything be happy, that's fine. But anyway, cut off the head and let go of it. At that time, whole world, anyway, there and blooming. It's really true. So that's why Dogen then says, let go of it, and it fills with your hand. When you want to jump into the oceans, anyway, you have to let go of your body and mind. Where? Into the ocean, okay? And then ocean fills your body and mind. That means to swim. It's the torture. But if you are afraid, I am ready to jump into the ocean, but you, if even slightly some hesitations there, it's very difficult to jump into the ocean. So that's why it says, after 6 years of leaves falling and grasses fading, anyway, one night the flower bloomed. Anyway, you can understand this in practice. But anyway, you must practice just like a fool, like a dunce. Anyway, practice. That is wooden, broken wooden ladle. Anyway, use it. Dhamma. Until it is broken and it doesn't appear at all on the surface of your life, but practice is going constantly, supported by all sentient beings. The universe was set afire and all impurity will burn out. It goes along with it. That means constantly it goes along with it. Means when you let go completely, it goes. Everything comes up with you. Flow, springs come. What is a spring? Spring is the idea of not idea of spring. You have thought. Anyway, spring comes. Anyway, forgetting of itself, letting go of the idea of spring, but just the spring, whole universe becomes spring. At that time, anyway, whole universe becomes the spring, and simultaneously, whole flowers bloom. So it goes, very naturally, it goes along with it, naturally. But usually, we are hesitated to do this. That's why in koan, you know, in the Momonkan, Gateless Gate, I always tell you often, to take one step forward from the top of the 100-foot high pole, you have to let go of it. This is a human effort in order to live in peace and harmony. Anyway, but it's very difficult to do this. But it's very simple practice. Simple practice. But anyway, take one step forward from the top of 100 feet high. There is no answer. Should I go farther? Should I go back? Or should I go to the right or to the left? No answer. I don't know. If I go farther, and then at that time, I will be successful. I don't know. I don't know. Should I do something more next year? Zen Center will be developing. I don't know. Anyway, if you think human life, and if you think something very seriously, you don't know exactly, but you know something. You know something. You should know something, but actually, it's very hard to make answer. So, this is the meaning of koan. When the whole world burn out, destroyed, truth is destroyed or not. And then the master says, it's destroyed. If so, truth is. Truth, if so, truth goes along with something else, means whole universe. That is already dualistic understanding. Thank you. And then from this discussion, there is no answers. What is the truth? What is the universe? When you die, universe disappears? No way. Universe is universe. So you don't believe when you die, universe die. You don't believe this. Because still world is here. America is here. So, maybe that world after my death, maybe that world is not mine, but your world. But still you believe world still exists. But when you die, anyway, you have to die with the universe. It is really true? Yes, it is true. You don't believe? That's all right. When you die, it's really true. So finally, yes, it is true. So, this Zen master says, it goes along. It goes along with it. So completely, when you die, you have to be one with the death anyway. Can I say the death? Well, that death is imaginary death. Can I say the world before I die? That is also imaginary world, and also the world after death is also imaginary world. How do I know? So whatever I think, anywhere I am where? Right in the process of the death. So all I have to do is to die. So, is there anything, something else around the death? World after death? World before death? Or right death in the middle of the death? No way. Karagiri, in the middle of the death? No, nothing. All I have to do is just to die in order to die. It's hard. That's why people suffer. But this is the ultimate state of human life. Same upright to life. You can learn through life this real death. So, in Buddhism, constantly teaches us when you die, anyway, you should die with the whole world. At that time, whole world blooms beautifully, which will help all sentient beings. That is called culture, human culture, anyway. Your doings, what you have done,